Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night live show 10-8-2020. And oh yes, we live in a world where Bill Gates wants to start his medical police state, and all those that are on the side of Lucifer are weighing in and going tooth and nail against you, against President Trump, against America, against Christians, against Jews, against all kinds of people, you see, because they are Luciferian demon commie rats. Luciferian demon commie rats. And let me tell you something. Remember how I told you months and months and months ago last year about William P. Barr and what he would likely do, all right? That he would slow walk to stop and cover up, and then he would not, the only thing he would do is possibly do a limited hangout. They've indicted and charged one person, one lowly FBI lawyer, for making mistakes on a FISA warrant, when the entire Obama, Biden, Susan Rice, Valerie Vijayjay, all these different people, all right? All these people, Valerie Jarrett, the whole nine yards, Strzok, Page, Comey, Orr's, all of these people, and Bob Brennan, Clapper, clap on, clap off, likely Hayden, okay, and others involved in a coup d'etat attempt on the President of the United States. And Bill Barr ain't gonna do jack shit about it. Well, then where does that tell you that he lies? He lies with Lucifer himself then, too. Hairspray, perfect hair, Ray Ray. You know, when I heard, supposedly, allegedly, that there was a rumor that he was going to resign and say that Trump was a national security threat, etc., then I said, no, there's going to be something else happen. And sure as shooting, man, here it comes today. It looks like the FBI, the fiddle with boys internally, the crooks in Washington, D.C., the FBI are crooks. The top of the food chain are crooks. The top of the food chain attempted to do a coup d'etat against the President of the United States. And now what do they got to do? Christopher Ray Ray says what about a month ago? That the biggest problem in the midst of Antifa and the Marxist-controlled Black Lives Matter units, all right, who are burning down cities, attacking federal courthouses in Portland, Seattle, all over the place, tearing up New York City, all of the stores that are still boarded up, tearing up the Magnificent Mile in Chicago, burning down Minneapolis, burning down this one, burning down that one, burning down Kenosha, all the suburbs and the rural areas they went into and tried to play games. And what is it that Ray Ray says is the biggest problem after all of the police officers that have been beat up, hit, shot, killed by not white supremacists, but by Antifa and BLM and the coordinated effort and the billions of dollars and put in to deliver the trucks full of bricks and water bottles and shields and all of it, documented much of it on national TV. And what does old perfect hairspray Ray Ray say? Ray Ray say, white supremacy is the biggest problem in the United States. Bullshit! You're a piece of bullshit. You and that dadgum Bodie got the perfect hair. He wrist slow walked that whole deal. Because that Muslim thing out there, if you remember, at the county where they killed the husband and wife Muslim terrorist team? Do you remember the local sheriff or the local police chief said, and we caught the third man. My people ran down as he ran through the backyards, and we've got the third man in custody who was in the car. After that, that guy never talked again. He never talked again. And Bodie Bowditch, oh, the Malibu Bodie, yeah, he came with sensitive information here. Up, 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 up. And you slow walked and you covered that crap up because that was your guy. That was your FBI informant. That was your undercover running that damn show, and they killed those people, allegedly. And then we had Las Vegas. Does anybody tell me what the story is on who did Las Vegas? No, 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 no. All that's disappeared. You remember that the local police and the local sheriff, they cut him off. He couldn't talk anymore. It was all the FBI. So the FBI has become the biggest, one of the largest criminal operations in the United States under their leadership. And under the DOJ. And they're trying to take out a still. Because what did you do? But let me back off from that just a second. And let's talk about the nature of an extremely brilliant and extremely scientifically precise entity called Lucifer, the Lightbringer. All right? He's very precise because in the initial creations, he was participating with the Lord, our Father in heaven, in how this stuff worked. And he decided he wanted to challenge our Father in heaven. And then the war of the angels has taken place with Archangel Michael, who recruited me in a waking vision. And Gabriel and those went against them and threw them down to earth. And then if you know anything about the certain things, and Brother Greg Evenson and what have you, you would know that there was a Lucifer planet that blew up, and that a portion of apparently the throne that was on that planet fell onto Mars, and certain people were sent to Mars to look for it. That's all I'm going to say about that. But be that as it may, if you look at them, this precision that is a Luciferian artificial intelligence controlled, in other words, Lucy in the machine, Lucy controlling, demons in the machine, controlling the artificial intelligence, and the planning of this whole thing. Let's just review. What is it now? Something like 30 or 32 of the top Republicans, you know, in the Senate and the different people and President Trump and all the staffers and the head of the RNC and all these senators, all these different people. The Republicans all have the COVID. But the Democrats, none of the Democrats are seeming to get it. Well, I'm going to tell you what, that's beyond coincidence. That is allegedly, an intelligence operation by someone. Somebody that might be allowed in through the gate of the Praetorian Guard. Somebody who might be able to just, you know, do what was it that the good old Spetsnaz, you know, talked about? Viktor Suvorov. Oh, here it is. The terrorist acts are carried out. This is the overture, the GRU, and the Spetsnaz. Terrorist act carried out in the course of the overture require very few people, very few weapons, and little equipment. In some cases, all that might be needed is one man who has a weapon, nothing more than a screwdriver, a box of matches, or a glass ampoule. Some of the operations can have catastrophic consequences. For an example, an epidemic of an infectious disease at 7 of the most important naval bases in the West could have the effect of cutting in half the combined naval might of the U.S. navies, which are the Soviet Union's enemies. And the GRF reckons that a period of the operation should be regarded as natural disasters, actions by force beyond human control, mistakes committed by people or glitches of computers or terrorist act by organizations not connected with the Soviet Union, you see. All the different stuff. But when you start to look at this thing and you get all of this, you get a large number, you're starting to get people in the Joint Chiefs, all right? You're starting to get all kind of staff people, different things. And then what does Ray Ray talk about? White supremacy? China's not the big problem. Russia's not the big problem or the enemy. It is domestic and terrorists, you see, white supremacists. When in fact, during that whole period, it was Antifa, the black bloc, the old black bloc anarchists that you used to run to. And this all goes back to FBI's COINTELPRO, reborn once again, ladies and gentlemen, reborn once again to try to throw out and to throw down on the American people and to put you in the trick bag. And they want to take out President Trump because he came for the people and has restored a lot of the constitutional items and the Bill of Rights. He's the one that gave the states' rights the things to do in the COVID. And the COVID is coronavirus ID, you know, 19. You want to be ID'd, and now they've got, if you haven't seen it, you need to get the information. I think it was somebody sent it to me, Anthony Patch, information on the vaccines, the way they do it. They're going to have these patches that have the little prongies on them, little prongs, and they're made out of some kind of stuff and have a gel in them. They go into your skin to give you the vaccine, you know, that is being talked about by Gates and different people. And the way they would do it is that these would stay in your system, provide an identification, and also tracking, and also it would form, because of that, it forms apparently an actual chip. The gel itself congeals and forms like basically the equivalent of a microchip in the body. I've seen that in various places, but the most current one was sent to me by somebody, and it was something called Anthony Patch, and it was talking about this is going to be like the mark of the beast, all right? Now, I'm not saying that Trump is going to do that. I will say this, President Trump is just now learning that he's been naive. He has a good heart. He has got a lot of power, and he's tough. But I tell you what, this morning, what did he do? He talked to Maria Bartiromo this morning, didn't he? Talked to Maria Bartiromo, and, you know, he's trying to fight back. He released the declassification of all Russian hoax documents, and here's a list of traitors that should be arrested, okay? And let's see, let me just go down the list. This is from first of all, Hillary, Biden, Susan Rice, all the different people. James Comey. Let's see. Deep state traitors, including FBI Director Christopher Wray and the head of the CIA, Gina Haspel, have refused to declassify the documents that Trump ordered to be declassified in order to protect their corrupt criminal agencies. But Trump has had enough, and he's demanding their full release. Once released, these documents will provide smoking gun evidence that proves Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, James Comey, John Brennan, and other deep state traitors actively engaged in a criminal conspiracy to overthrow the duly elected president of the United States. It goes without saying. But once these facts are proven, every traitor who took part in this operation should be arrested, charged with treason, and prosecuted and executed if found guilty. If FBI Director Chris Wray and CIA Director Gina Haspel will not release the Rush Oaks documents that have been ordered to classify by President Trump, they should be arrested with treason, prosecuted, and executed if found guilty. The time has come to put a stop. Put a stop to it. And here, this is from HealthRangerNaturalNews.com, this article here. Here's who else needs to be arrested, charged with treason, prosecuted, to the extent of the law. Okay? And he writes here, big tech CEOs, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Vimeo, and other tech platforms have illegally conspired against America to selectively silence the voices of conservatives, Christians, and Trump supporters. Their actions are crimes against humanity, and they constitute criminal election interference and fraud, if not treason. They need to be taken down and prosecuted, the article says. Fake journalists in the CIA-controlled news media. Most left-wing journalists are actively communists and puppets of the CIA. They deliberately whip up racial hatred and division to push America into a deadly civil war. They are 99% based against President Trump, and they cover up all the crimes of Joe Biden and his family and members, as well as the crimes of Obama and Clinton. And that also Barr covered up the Whitewater stuff and all that stuff and shut it down. If you go to Terry Reid's book, Clinton Compromise, Clinton Bush, the CIA, Compromise, Clinton Bush, the CIA by Terry Reid and John Cummings, you'll find out, and I read it to you before. I don't have it handy really to read it right this second. But in there, a man who was named William P. Barr, but who you went by the name of Robert Johnson, met with all these people, Clinton and all the different people, at supposedly an ammunition bunker, deep ammunition bunker, somewhere at a base outside of Little Rock. Terry Reid was there. All the different CIA people were there. And Barr shut it down and covered up for Hillary and Bill Clinton, even though there were a lot of murders. And even though they were running drugs and running dope and stuff, but Barr works for the CIA. I told you about this last year. So I think you should go and see 10-7 Trump orders complete declassification Rush Oaks document at thenaturalnews.com. And then this morning, President Trump, talking to Maria Bartiromo. Boy, they don't like me saying any of this, let me tell you. Do not like me saying any of this, because I'll tell you what, they're messing big time. Messing big time with my computer right now, trying to, the page is flashing, ladies and gentlemen. Flash, 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 flash. And Fauci, all these people are involved in it allegedly as well. But here we go. Let's see here if I'm looking at it here. All right. Well, anyway, Maria Bartiromo had President Trump on this morning, and he said that Barr did not arrest and indict these people, that we have enough information that he was not going to forget that and something would happen. And when Trump won, he said, if I don't win, there's nothing's going to happen to him. And it's the worst egregious case in history. Well, I've told you that, ladies and gentlemen. And let me tell you some more things here, too. Let me tell you some more things. We've talked about this deal with the FBI and all the people up there in Michigan going after this Watchman, Wolverine Watchman. And then the first thing this morning, they say, well, six people were arrested, all right? And then it comes up, oh, no, seven people were arrested. Well, that's the other seven. So you got 13. You got the number 13 of Lucy, all right? And then Whitmer's, in my opinion, Whitmer's speech was very well prepared, you see, and had nothing hardly to do with the so-called plot, which, from what I understand listening on television to the various speakers, the, you know, the federal attorneys, the AG of Michigan, the very brave Gasper, he's a Gasper, you know, the head of the state police up there, all that stuff. They took all these people down, but it also, they talk about multiple informants and undercovers being involved. And they talk about how when a certain person that was at the protest out in front of the Michigan Capitol in Lansing, when they were protesting Whitmer's stringent lockdown, meanwhile, her husband was going out on boats on the lakes and all that kind of stuff, allegedly. But apparently it's somebody that came to the FBI. Well, that's the FBI infiltrator. And for any, I'm going to tell it to you out there. If you've got you a group out there, you got more than a band of the hand, okay? Then you can bet if you got a dozen or you got 20, then you can bet about 12 or 13 of them are FBI agents and ATF agents. And I'm going to tell you what, as you hear the scenarios internally, these guys, it reminds me of the Muslim groups that the FBI created. Remember when they took the dumb poor kid from Florida or Georgia or somewhere? Maybe it was, you know, Maryland, whatever. And then he all of a sudden was going to create this big jihadi group, remember? And they busted them and busted them down. And they were trying to get explosive material, and the FBI provided it. You can go back to the first World Trade Center bombing when the FBI was running that. And they had the Egyptian intelligence colonel inside of the jihadi cell with the blind sheik giving approval and all that crap. And he called. The Egyptian FBI undercover called the head of the FBI in New York City to talk to him about that. And he said, do you want me to build this bomb with inert, in other words, stuff that won't blow up? Or do you want me to make it real? And the FBI said, oh, yeah, make it real. So the FBI, if you go in and you ever read part of the transcripts of that trial and all of that, you'll find out that it was the FBI head in New York City that okayed the using of live explosives in that bombing to blow up the World Trade Center for the first time. Whoever that was should be arrested and indicted on that. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you this. We're now living in an era when what you think was a republic, it went to democracy, and now it's going to change into something that you're not going to believe. Outside of a miracle from our Father in heaven and Lord Jesus, President Trump is likely not going to win. I think the fix is already in the voting. The fix is already in the millions and millions and millions of votes that have already been cast by mail. Now, incidentally, in the old days, those weren't supposed to be counted until the day before or something, or the day of the election. And the only time they usually counted in the old days, the ballots that were absentee, was if there was a close race. Of course, then you go back to after the Kennedy assassination, where the FBI and the CIA were involved in that and covered all of that up. Covered all that up. We knew back then there were crooks at the top. And there still are. So the point is this. You can no longer trust the FBI or the Department of Justice or any of them, because they have already tried to deny your vote and to do a coup d'etat on President Trump, who wanted to clean the swamp, who wanted to drain it, who wanted to lock Hillary up, who violated a direct order not to destroy her emails or her servers or phones. We also have Mueller's people. What is it, something like 27 phones or 29 phones all went bluey, and now they can't find them, and now they all shut down and everything's wiped out because they entered the wrong password into three times. So now you're going to go after anybody who has read the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And this is out of the Declaration of Independence. If somebody can get, you know, in trouble for reading the Declaration of Independence, which was bought at Thomas Jefferson's home. Of course, I guess now since he had slaves, then we can't believe anything. Then the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, should be thrown out. But let me read this one more time. I'm reading out of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, governments are initiated among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the Declaration of Independence. That is not what the FBI is operating under. They're not operating under the Constitution either. That is not what the DOJ is operating under. That's not what the CIA is operating under. These people operate under the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917 as amended 1933. December 24, 1933, when Congress basically abdicated a lot of their power to an executive dictatorship of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Only a president can declare, undeclare, the state of emergency. But you see, they then had a little bit of a trouble. When you add in the Banking Act of 1934 and the Conservation Act, you know, and that kind of stuff, which they then pinned on all the states, if you as a state wanted the CCC Corps to come and build you a state park or protect your wildlife or do a refuge or something, well, then you signed over the state's rights to the federal government, to the emergency. So then they had a little problem with all the big lawyers, the judges. So they really never told them that much till about 1937. But what they did create was a state of emergency, AKA, otherwise known as the Emergency Powers Act, Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, which incidentally declared citizens of the United States to be enemies of the state and set the precedent for that. And then as amended 33, and since 1933, everybody in this country has lived under a certain form or type of martial, M-A-R-T-I-A-L law, martial law, not M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L, but martial, as in martial arts, as in military. It is a interesting thing to understand that. But now, power ebbs and flows, real power, and to the degree that people in the country are aware of this, and to the degree that they question it, and try to elect good people, and they elect somebody like President Trump, who decides he wants to get rid of all the crap, take America back to the constitutional zone, at least, or free enterprise, and to remove the restrictions and all the crap, and to get America back to work, make it strong, produce a good military, all of that again. And then even in the midst of the COVID, of the novel coronavirus 2 that was created by people working along in the United States with members of allegedly the NIH, like Fauci and others that were working, say, in various capacities at different universities or at the Army Germ Warfare Lab, Aramid, you know, whatever, and other different germ warfare labs and bioweapons labs, and that they were working with, and even the Obama administration back then said, hey, you guys got to be careful in taking these wild viruses and grafting on human cells and trying to get them to recombine in efforts to create what they think the worst case scenario might be if it jumps species. So then that was outlawed. And then allegedly Dr. Fauci, little Lord Fauci Roy, allegedly gave $3 million to the woman they call the doctor, the virologist from Wuhan, who they called the Bat Woman, who was under the direct tutelage under U.S. scientists. They gave them a grant to the Wuhan lab to create and to add on, I believe, allegedly, the HIV, portions of the HIV virus that would make this new bat virus or whatever it was, this new SARS type 2, easier to catch. And also to create it as like a chimera, something that switches and flips and does all the stuff. I told you that from the very beginning, that this was going to be used, and I told you that, quite frankly, it probably was sent over to MI6 and the powers that be, the Rothschilds and the Queenie and all the stuff there in London and all the capitals in New York and all the various places, the top Luciferians, and they said, well, we got to do something. We're way behind on Lucifer's timetable. We've got to start shutting this world down to create the new world order so he can come on the scene, Lucifer can, and try to fake and counterfeit the life of Jesus as a Messiah. And to do that, they want to kill off about 80 to 90% of the population of the world. They want to take it down, according to Georgia Guidestones, to 500 million people. No more than 500 million in perpetuity and harmony. Ba, 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 ba. Bull crap. So I'm going to say this. These people, I told you way back at the beginning of all this, that, quite frankly, they probably said to MI6, go ahead and get this stuff released. So then the MI6 may have even said, I don't know, they might have said, allegedly they might have said, let's let the Yanks do it. Or let's let the Aussies do it. Or the Kiwis or the Canadians do it. But they probably said, allegedly, let's let the Yanks do it. And then lo and behold, in what was it, October, they had the special operations invitation, the special operations military forces, SOCOM type people all over the world came for games at Wuhan. And then my source over there tells me that he was over there sometime in that era. And that's also when, because he was watching it from Taiwan, quote unquote, that they turned on the 5G in Wuhan. And then you remember all of the stuff. Kamala Harris said there's more people died in the United States than anywhere in the world in the rate. And that woman from USA Today, you know, she doesn't know her jack, you know, from a hole in the world, you know, doesn't know her butt from a hole in the head. How is the U.S. has a higher rate of death, you know? Well, that's, you remember those videos that came out of China? Where there was, I remember one where they had an entire hospital filled with body bags stacked up on the walls. All right? You remember all of that? You remember also they had a warehouse that was filled with body bags. And they were running those crematoria, the mobile crematoria, the permanent ones, 24 hours a day and burning bodies. And then they, even I saw, remember if you recall the video that showed people with a different strain of the corona that were in like a train station and they were all in the midst, like 1,000 people in the various stages of what I would call grand mal seizures, where their legs were jumping or epileptic fits, thousands of them. And some of them had people tending them, others just laid there, jerking and going through grand mal seizures. That's the other type of thing, you see. So the fact is, all of that means that millions of Chinese probably died. Do you remember also the videos where they busted into the house, armed, and busted in, and the guys in the spacesuit takes out the man and the woman. The woman is kicking and screaming, and they take them out, take them down. Do you remember also videos about that same time that showed the red Chinese forces and police all masked up and everything, that they were shooting every dog, cat, bird, whatever, yeah, that were pets, and they were throwing beautiful German shepherds and stuff on top of these trucks. And there was, in the trucks, somebody took a picture from up above, there were hundreds and hundreds of carcasses of dead dogs and cats and all kind of different pets. And they burn all of them. So who's doing who? But you see, we're getting down to the wire now, aren't we? We're getting down to the wire, getting all down to the wire. So somebody released it. China didn't do anything to stop it. But then at the same time, Luciferians in all the top slots of various governments were in collusion with the red Chinese Wuhan lab. Because this is the New World Order Luciferian push to destroy the last free country on the planet, the United States of America. The United States, with a little U and a big S. Or just, they want to overthrow you, the Americans. They're going to lock you down again. They're going to try. So I would urge you tonight to go out and to continue to methodically buy food, water purification, ammunition, anything you can get, firearms, nuclear, biological, chemical gear, regular masks, N as in noodle, N as in N-95, respirators, which if you can get them now still, get some more of that. If not, get the cloth masks and the different things. But you also need to get, and try to get M as in military-95, full-blown gas mask that will handle any nuclear, biological, chemical, any seaburn type particles or gases. And then Tyvek F suits with the booties, the hoodies, the whole bit, and put some of that back, because there are going to be other shoes to drop. And then if you recall, remember the first time I read this to you, I remember Greg Evenson was on with me years ago. And this was a classification. I read this, you know, when I first read this, about November or October of 2008. And it was domestic insurgency and the declaration of martial law, 12 October 2008, talking about the counterinsurgency. Well, now they're setting all of it up. Counterinsurgency. Facilitate establishment or reestablishment of legitimate government. Counterinsurgency requires perseverance. Foster popular supports for the governments, you see, the U.S. governments. Prepare to perform functions and conduct operations that are outside the normal scope of training. Coordinate with U.S. governmental departments and agencies. Urban operations. Protection of government facilities. Protection of infrastructure. Protection of commercial enterprises vital to the national economy. Protection of cultural facilities. Prevention of looting, military police functions, close interaction with civilians, assistance with reconstruction projects, securing the national borders, training and retraining loyal domestic police forces, establishing and maintaining local government credibility. But you see, what they're going to do is they're going to come for anybody who believes in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, anybody who believes the Declaration of Independence, anybody who is a Christian, anybody who is Jewish, anybody who believes in our Father in heaven. And boy, if you believe in Jesus, you're really sunk. Lord Jesus told you about that, didn't he? And he said that some of them are going to put you to death. But what did he say? Not a hair of your head shall perish. Why? In your patience possess ye your souls. This is the time when it's all going to go down. This is the time when we're about ready to either win and have a short respite. Because the short respite would then be followed by, once again, the Antifa, the BLM, likely. Do you know, remember the FBI's estimate about the cartels? This was back in 2008 or 10 or 9, that they estimated that the cartels had between 150,000 and 200,000 soldados, soldiers, inside of the United States. In other words, dealing drugs, running this, running that. Sicarios, enforcers, bill collectors, you know, truck drivers, you know what, smugglers. So that the cartels have, say, 150,000, 200,000. Then how many red Chinese are hiding out in the cook's table in Chinese restaurants all over the United States? And how many are in that little spot up there in British Columbia we read about or saw in the video where they're marching, right? Where they're marching, you see. And then at the same time, today, in the same timing, and this is why it's AI so precise. It's too good to be true, do you understand? It's too logical. It's all too dovetailed, one right after the other. The New York Times is saying that the United Nations may have to bring troops in here to oversee our elections or to be present after the elections mess up, you see. in about 4, 5, 6 different states now. They have all kind of stuff where the ballots have gone wrong. In California, they had spots on the ballots, but they didn't have the names of the two presidential candidates. But they had spots for voting, or you can still check at the top, straight Democrat, straight Republican. You got the people in New Jersey throwing them into the river. You got them throwing them, you know, this one and that one. This is about over. It will be only with the Lord's help that President Trump will win. And I'm going to tell you right now that I could not tell you that he would. Oh, there will be those who said, see, I told you so. But I'm going to tell you, at this moment right now, the percentages are such, but at this moment, they're already starting to count the ballots in these places. You know why? So they can see what the totals are and how many more allegedly, how many more ballots they've got to print and harvest. And then we're not going to be done counting them, you know, for weeks or months after the election. It is just so unbelievable. But we have come to it, and the top slot people, the people at the top of the food chain in the intelligence world, the EIEIOs, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the top people in the military, are worshiping Lucifer, the Lightbringer, and they work under the New World Order banker class that are worshiping Lucifer, the Lightbringer. And they are in league with some of the top religious leaders on this planet. And they are the ones who are implementing this stuff. To take over this country and destroy your livelihood, to put you back under the lockdown, and if possible, to destroy this entire nation. And to eliminate anybody who would go against anybody who believes in the Bill of Rights, Constitution. It is just incredible that that is what's taking place. But you're seeing it, and I told you the last few weeks that you need to prepare and to not get caught watching the paint dry. Using that line from Shooter, the coach in the, you know, the Indiana basketball thing from the 30s, you know, or the 40s. Hoosiers, the movie. World Shooter, they give him the opportunity to run the picket fence, and he says, boys, don't get caught watching the paint dry. And they don't, and they win the game. So I will tell you this. They're going to come for the guns. They're going to make you take the vaccines. There will be a national thing where you have to take it. I remember my mother took the old swine flu vaccine in the 70s and nearly died. I remember Dr. Leonard Horowitz. His mother took that, and she died of Guillain-Barré syndrome. I can remember going to the emergency room and standing outside with my mother. My dad and I were out there, and she was in there, and they were working her. And finally she came out of it and got to a hospital room, and God bless her, with the help of the Lord, she lived up to the 90s when she was here with me. It is just unbelievable. So there's a war on already. President Trump's trying to fight it. He said that Barr, and I can't get the quotes popped up right now. I know that, yes, we could go find him real quick, but I don't have the time. That Barr had better indict this thing. He says there's enough there to indict a lot of them. Comey, Hillary, Biden, Obama, Rice, all these different people. There's enough there to indict them. McCabe, Strzok, Page, Orr, other Orr, Brennan. But you see, he ain't doing it. And he says, you're going to have to ask Bill, Maria, why he doesn't do it. Because she says, you've got all these thousands of stuff and information about all of these people doing this, and nobody's been indicted. You remember when Bill Barr was at the Congress and they were giving him so much crap? And he said to him, have I indicted anybody yet? And he looked around. They were telling him, I ain't going to indict him. Then they let Rosenstein off the hook. They let Comey allegedly off the hook. You know, then they let, Yates off the hook. All these people, they're leaving off the hook. Meanwhile, you're out here and don't wear a mask one time, and they throw the book at you. In California, stupid Gavin Newsom, the idiot, light, and the loafer's fool. And he's saying, don't forget to put your mask on in between bites of food when you're out eating. I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is about done. You better go and vote. You better vote as early as you can, you know, and get it done. But I don't know if we're going to see any joy. At the very best, I think we might be close and we might have Trump ahead. And then all they got to do, since they've already counted all the, or a large portion of them, and can do an algorithm about how the votes are running, you see, then they know how many they'd have to steal or recreate or put in there in the box. And everybody's going to do it. You got Michigan involved. You got New York involved. They're going to lock all of New York down. They're going after the Jewish Orthodox Jews. They're going to close any church or synagogue that's having any kind of a gathering over a certain number of people. But they don't say anything about mosques. And Cuomo has turned into a dictator. I told you early in the year that certain people in the rural areas were asking for their just due of masks because they didn't, in an entire counties, there might only have been 20 or 30 masks. And they were supposedly getting all these supplies from the federal government were coming into warehouses in New York, but then they were told by the powers that be that all that stuff was being saved for Manhattan and Albany and Buffalo, etc. And that the people and the poor people of rural areas were supposed to get the herd immunity and then get ready to provide antibodies for their wealthy betters in Manhattan and Albany. You better get some firearms and 1,000 rounds of ammunition minimum for every firearm you got. You probably should get more than that. But isn't it interesting? This 13, the evil 13 number, you see. The 12 disciples and Lucifer, you know, they say Jesus would be the 13th, but in the Maundy Thursday Masonic stuff, the secret wink-wink is that the 13th chair is left open, not for Jesus, which they then sort of humor the idea that of Jesus in the Maundy Thursday rituals. But really, they say the secret inner court says the 13th seat is open for Lucifer to come and sit at the table. So I will say once again, you need to continue. And here, Crazy Horse sent me this. Thousands of Chinese troops in Prince Rupert near Vancouver, massing tens of thousands of troops in Prince Rupert, Vancouver, getting ready to invade the USA. Do you remember back in 2004 and 2005 when old Hawk and Steve Quayle were talking about the smoky trucks that were the mobile crematorium, and that the smoky trucks were going through the United States and allegedly picking up homeless people and junkies and winos and stew bums and all kind of people. I even went in and told you that in certain, like in the state of Illinois, the Illinois State Fair, that one year there wasn't any of the usual winos or junkies or people hiding and sleeping around the fairgrounds at night, because they'd all been picked up by odd semi-trucks. And you remember the smoky trucks that Brother Quayle had information from the MMB that those trucks were heading north towards the Canadian border. They stopped them. There was a firefight, and they found out that there were inside, there were still live people in those trucks, although others had been experimented on. And when they died, they were burned in the attached mobile crematorium. And they let those people out, but that other of the trucks got off. And you remember I told you I checked on that and looked into that, and I started finding out that they were headed up in there sort of like by Lethbridge, and that they were in out in the piney woods and the encampments with their trucks and their some armor and stuff. Don't go into there, loose spirit, knife without a fight. Prepare tonight. Prepare, prepare. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology strike. Blow against the Chinese. And the loon balloons are being used for the Chinese command and control. Right under the nose of the idiots in the Pentagon who are with their as you say, you jack crap about it. And Angle Ranger, I know you read an old video on the airplanes. So, Thomas.